Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Samechei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, starting Halacha Gimel in the top of Amud Aleph. Sog the Mishnah. Hakoyre B'Sefer Al HaAskupo. Someone is reading a Sefer on what's called a Haskupo, which is an entryway to a house. And it's clearly from the Gemara that Haskupo here is a little higher than the street. V'Nizgalgal HaSefer Miyodoy. And he's reading a Sefer Torah. He's using either a Sefer Torah itself or a Sefer which has the same design, the same shape of a Sefer Torah, which means it's in a scroll. And it rolls from his hands, but he's still holding into on one edge of the Sefer. So goy lo yetzloy, you can bring it back, just pull back the part that rolled out. No exceptions. But if I had Koyer B'Reshagag, if he's reading on top of a roof, in the safer, it rolled from his hands. And he's still holding one side. If the Sefer Torah, the other edge, did not reach 10 tefachim to the ground, he can roll it back to him. But if he didn't reach 10 tefachim, he cannot roll it back. He has to leave it there. How does he leave it there? He turns it around and makes sure that the letters of the Sefer Torah or the safer are facing the wall. Rida says no. As long as the Sefer Torah did not reach the ground, even if it's only a small distance from the ground, you can still roll it back. As Reb Chaim explains, what's the machlokes? Tanna Kamma holds that you have a din of kluto kamisha unchos, we'll see in the Gemara. So once it reached 10 tefachim, it's considered to be as if it's already on the ground. And the second Bandomer says no. As long as it did not reach the ground, it's still there. Even if it's already reached the ground, it can roll it back. Anything doesn't stand in front of Kisvei HaKodesh. What is the reason here I can now roll it back? Because the Gzer Derabanan maybe is going to come to pick up from Shusar Rabbi and bring it to Shusar Yochit. Because it's only Derabanan. We're talking about a Kisvei HaKodesh, a Sefer, so then you can bring it back even though it's also Derabanan. Says the Gemara, Masniso Biskupo Muteris. We can use here the second shot of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains the Gemara is coming to address why is skupa is different than the case of the roof. Second one, this is skupa is mokum ptur. It has the height of 10, it doesn't have the width of 4. And the din is where we learned it a few times that mokum ptur you can take from Shusar Yochi to the mokum ptur, you can take from the Shusar Rami to mokum ptur, but you're not allowed to take from the Shusar Rami through the mokum ptur to Shusar Yochi. So that's what it says over here. The reason why be skupa, if you have the Sefer Torah rolling down, you can bring it back up, because it's mokum ptur, so there's no issue to bring it back up. But you have to leave it over there. You can't bring it into Shusar Yochid, because then you take it from Shusar Rabin to Shusar Yochid through the mokum ptur. Says the Gemara, Tiposa Shayoyshev Ekoreb Bumboid Yom. Talking that this person is reading the Sefer Torah from before Shabbos came in. The Shor Avoyitzio, and he forgot it's out there. But on Shabbos, he should not take out a Sefer Torah to mokum skupa, because maybe it will roll from his hand, so he's also to do that. Says the Gemara, "Shloigiyetz la'asor tefachim golet." So if it didn't reach 10 tefachim, you can roll it back. Says when we shigiy la'asor tefachim aser, but if we reach 10 tefachim, it becomes aser. Who's this man? Domar? Rav Yaakov bar Acha b'Shav Yosso de'av Yudei. It's just a Yudei Domar. Aser lishtamish b'avir asor tefachim. They hold kluta kemisha uncho, and within the 10 tefachim of Shusar Rabim, it's considered to be as if it's sitting on the ground. You reach 10 tefachim, you turn the sefer upside down, make sure that the letters are facing the wall. Lama says, well, why do you do that way? You don't want the writing to be exposed, so you turn it around. It goes exactly as we learn from Rav Acha in the name of Shmuel. Sefer she'ein lo mapo, person has open sefer, and he doesn't have a way to cover it, and he can't close it. But Reb Chaim brings one explanation. The reason why he can't close it is because it's waiting for it to dry. He just turns it around so the letters are facing the back and they're not exposed. And that's how you have to don't be so in disgrace of the ksav. Rida says that as long as it did not reach the ground, you can bring it back. Says the Gemara, you just said that Telekama is your Buddha. And now you're saying that Rida says you could pick it up. There we said, you can't use the Avir Asar, that's Telekama here in the Mishnah. The call Marach, and you say that you can bring it up, you can roll it back as long as it did not reach the ground. The Gersa is wrong in the Mishnah. The one who says till it reaches the ground it's okay to bring it back up as Ramea and Narab Yudo. Says Gemara, Divrei Chachamim. What did Chachamim say? So now Mishnah of Yudo and Ramea. What's Chachamim's shita? Not only a sefer, but even a belt. If you roll down, you can bring it back up. Rabbanan no more makel in this case. When the samechem would base aloch edal zok the mishto, ziz shelifnei hacholin. If you have a ledge in front of a window, noisim olov and noitlim in Shabbos, you could put things on it and take things out of it on Shabbos, because this ledge is considered to be part of shusay yochid. That's only if you have one window from one Rishus HaYochid open to this ledge. Aval Shtayim, so that's two windows from two different Rishus HaYochid, and they're both open to the same ledge, you're not allowed to use the ledge. Shein Shtei Rishus, Mishtam Shem Rishus Achas. Because you can't have two different Rishus HaYochid using the same Rishus, so the ledge belongs to one of them, not to both. Now the next few lines, we're going to use the Girsa of Reb Chaim. Says the Gemara, B'sheyesh b'em reichav arbo. This whole problem is, if you have there width of four, so it's a makam chashu, so you can't use. Avlein b'em reichav arbo, if there's no reichav arbo, ado demar, ravacha b'shav yichanon, this is what ravacha said in Rav Yichanon, zizi miksolim shegvoyim asorol. You have different ledges or walls, they have the height of 10, v'ein reichav arbo, but they don't have the width of 4. Mutul l'kan l'kan v'vat shal yachliv. So as I did in makam tur, that every rishus ha'yach can use it, because it's not makom chashuv, but you now do mi machliv. You can't take from one shusayachid to another shusayachid through this ledge, through this makom tor. So this ledge can be used by one window, and it can be used by two windows if it's less than four tefachim wide. Halacha is the Mishnah. Oymed odom shusayachid u'metal tam shusarabim. A person can be standing in shusayachid, and he can carry things in shusarabim. When not chosh, he's going to bring it from shusarabim into shusayachid. Similarly, b'shusarabim u'metal tam shusayachid. Can be standing in shusarabim and carrying things in shusayachid. As long as he doesn't take it more than four amis, this is referring to the first case of the Mishnah, as we'll see in the Gemara, that if he's standing in Shusayachid and he's carrying Shusarabim, he can't carry Shusarabim more than four amis. A person should not stand in Shusayachid and urinate toward the Shusarabim. Or be Shusarabim, Vyashtim Shusayachid. Or stand in Shusarabim and urinate to Shusayachid. V'chen lo yirik, he cannot spit out. Someone who has saliva in his mouth, which is already becoming something, it's a standalone saliva. It's separated already from his body, and it's standing like a food in his mouth. So he should not walk for Amos until he spits it out. Says the Gemara. Again, we're going to use here the next few lines, the Girsa Reb Chaim. When we says that you can't carry four ames, it's not when someone is in shusar rabim carrying shusar yochid, because there, of course, you can carry four ames. But what we talk about, but shusar yochid u'metal b'shusar rabim. If he's in shusar yochid and he's carrying shusar rabim, so refers to the ratio of the Mishnah, not the sefer of the Mishnah, even though it's written after the sefer. And the Gemara is going to bring another example where you see that you have a line in the end of the Mishnah, you could refer to the ratio of the Mishnah and not in the Sefer. What is it? Omar Mastiso Omar, can we find a Mishnah this way? Person should not stand in Shusayochid and take a key in Shusarabim to open the door of Shusarabim. Or, Shusarabim, Yivta Shusayochid. Should I be standing in Shusarabim, taking a key in Shusayochid and opening a key over there, opening a door over there? Unless he made a mechitza around it. Now, which case the mechitza works? So obviously we talk about he's standing in Shusar Yochid. He wants to open a door in Shusar Rabim. So we don't want him to open the door in Shusar Rabim because he may take things from Shusar Rabim into Shusar Yochid. But if he has a mechitza in Shusar Rabim, so that becomes a Shusar Yochid. So now even if he carries from there to where he is, it's going from Shusar Yochid to Shusar Yochid and it's not a problem. So that's why the mechitza works. So the mechitza works only in the case that he's standing in Shusar Yochid and he's opening Shusar Rabim. Meaning that's the first line of the Mishnah. The second line of the Mishnah, if he's standing in Shusar Rabim, opening Shusar Yochid, their mechitza doesn't make a difference. It's not going to help at all. The problem is, he may take Shusar Yochid to Shusar Rabim. You have a mechitza in Shusar Yochid, doesn't help. So the line, they have a mechitza, is going in the ratio of the Mishnah, not in the sefer of the Mishnah. Kadir the Gemara says, so Buddha says, if a person has saliva in his mouth, so he has to spit it out. Says the Gemara, Rav Omar Beficho. We're not talking about regular saliva. We're talking about some mucus that he has in his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Reficho, no, so Rabbi Yochanan says that. Why? To look at Rabbi Yochanan Daite Do Mashket Trefei Achibur. If not, Rabbi Yochanan goes to Shitosu. And he knows whenever you have liquids that are still wet, they're not dry, and they're touching other liquids, they could be considered to be connected. So a person has a saliva in his mouth, it's touching his regular saliva. and it becomes part of the body. It doesn't have to spit it out. So the only time you have to spit it out is because it's not saliva. It's something else. It's a mucus, which is not part of his body, and therefore it's not connected to the saliva, and that's why he has to spit it out. So he said over there that if a person is standing, he should not urinate to Shusha Rabim. So even if he doesn't urinate, even if he's standing Shusha Rabim and he urinates to Shusha Rabim, but then it spills over, it rolls over to Shusha Yochid, it's also Asr. Not only someone standing Shusha Rabim and urinating to Shusha Yochid, but it rolls over to Shusha Rabim, it's Asr. This teaches us a person has a pipe in Shusha Rabim, has the height of 10 and has the width of 4, means it's really Shusha Yochid. You can't pour water into that pipe because it's galgil to Shusha Rabim. And this is what we learn from this idea, that when you have some water or liquid going standing Shusha Yochid, but you're causing it that it's going to come down eventually to Shusha Rabim, or it's in Shusha Rabim and eventually get to Shusha Yochid, it's also Asr. That's what we learn from this Gemara. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Samechei.